This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too, at the Team 980. Last night, WNBA draft. Mystics had three of the top six picks. They took Sonia Citron, Kiki Aria-Finn, and Georgia Amor. Amor's coach at both Virginia Tech and Kentucky, Kenny Brooks, going to join us at 4:30. Their general manager, Jamila Weideman, it was her first time in the lead chair, being the general manager of the Mystics, or general manager anywhere. Totally new deal for her. And she, of course, talked about it all after the draft. So last night, they take these three players. They also get two more later in the draft. We typically don't talk about later round picks as much in the WNBA for the simple reason that last year only three of the second round picks or later were ultimately on rosters, the rosters of the team that drafted them at the very least. A couple, you know, sign hardship contracts or whatever later in the year, but there's a chance, for instance, Lucy Olson, who is the Mystics' next pick in the second round, she could certainly make this team. Washington has the roster spots available, and she's a more veteran player, played at Villanova and then at Iowa, really, really talented scorer. So could she come in and be a bench player who can fill it up a little bit? Sure. Like, there's absolutely room for her on this roster. But typically, you just focus on the first rounders because those are the players that are going to wind up in the league, and then hopefully some of them are able to make an impact as rookies. But in such a small league, now just 156 players, it's really, really hard to make an impact as a young player in this league because the tightness of and the concentration of talent is just so severe because you were talking about not 450 roster spots like in the NBA, but 156 in previous to this year for a long time, just 144. So what were they looking for in this draft? What was the approach? Here is Mystics general manager Jamila Weideman last night on that.
Yeah, I think the strategy was to make us better now and to make us better later. And so we went into a draft where we felt like there were some players. I think we were looking for that kind of competitive core in the folks that we were targeting. I think the other quality that I would say, and I think you'll see this right away out of everybody that we picked, is just a kind of explosiveness and a speed on the court. We're, I think as Coach Johnson has shared previously, we're looking to play a very quick game, and I think we've got some folks that can help us run, and I think they complement our existing core incredibly.
I think that is, like, hearing that makes a lot of sense when you look at their picks. Amor is a point guard who can just get out and run, has range, has a finishing ability. Even though she's only 5'6", like, her floater game, you know, last shot notwithstanding of her college career, which is a floater that missed, floater game's pretty good. And she's a terrific passer, very, very good at finding others. But that pace certainly is kind of a trademark of her game. Sonia Citron is a phenomenal athlete, can definitely get out and run the wing, finish Can space the floor, shoot it, can handle, can rebound. So an all-around player. And then Irifin is a fantastic athlete as well. And so you think about speed and pace and size, length. You know, in order, if you want to be a team that plays with pace and gets out and run, you have to get stops in the first place. It's real hard to run off made baskets. And so whether it's, you know, deflections and loose balls and turnovers or just forcing missed shots, having these, you know, outside of Amor, long, versatile defenders like they've got in Shakira Austin as an incumbent, as Aaliyah Edwards, Sonia Citron now, Kiki Irifin now, Brittany Sykes. Like, they've got some potential really big lineups, really long lineups that can be a menace defensively, and then your offense comes from the ability to get out, and someone like Amor can certainly help in that department. Jade Melbourne is someone who pushes the pace quite a bit, so very interesting collection of players they've got, and the speed and the pace and the athleticism, something that kind of ties that all together.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then more specifically, for these three first rounders, Weidemann talked about what they bring to the table.
I think there's going to be just really an explosive dynamism to this group. You know, we've got... In each of them, just like I said, just a real motor. I think they walk in the door and you can just feel their energy instantly. Kiki, when she was at Stanford, saw it at USC. Obviously, in Georgia Amor, wherever she goes, she's just a bundle of energy and just manages to pick the level of the game up. And I think Sonia Citron just does everything and is happy to do everything, you know, quietly. We think she's pretty loud in the way that she moves, and the versatility and the range in her game is really exciting.
That is one of my all-time favorite quotes about a player in the history of executives and scouts talking about players. She just does things quietly, but we think it's pretty loud. Talking about Sonia Citron, the third overall pick for the Mystics in this draft. And it's something that Christy Winter Scott said yesterday with us when she talked about Sonia's game. And calling those games the Notre Dame games for Fox or for ESPN or for Big Ten Network, where she at times would just be like, hey, we got to talk about Citron more. Like, this girl is dominating this game. But because Olivia Miles or Hannah Hidalgo or some of the other great players they had would, you know, be a little flashier or may have made a play, like a Hidalgo pass, for instance, to get Citron a layup. But like, Citron is just always in the right place, always running the floor, always making the deflection. And so maybe she doesn't come up with the steal, but she makes the deflect. Like, she takes charges. Like, she does all the stuff that helps you win, and she is just constantly helping push you forward towards winning basketball. And somehow it slips through the cracks. I think of players, obviously this guy's had some loud moments in his career, but like Drew Holiday is that kind of player where you're just like, he just does stuff all the time, and he's always on winning teams. Derek White, probably even more so than Holiday. Just like, coaches know, teammates know, opponents know, but sometimes it's easy to have the basic stuff that he does until he makes some splashy play. Like Derek White, it's obvious, it's blocks a lot of time. Holiday's had so many signature steals over the years. But the play in, play out, possession in, possession out, winning stuff that those guys do tends to kind of go under the radar, and Citron is absolutely that kind of player who just is going to make life difficult and force misses for the opposing team's best player. Obviously, it's going to be challenging the rookie year being that level defender in the W, but we'll see. It's just one of my favorites. And then, you know, Amor talking about the energy she brings to everything. We'll talk to Kenny Brooks, again, her college coach, about that in just a few minutes. But when it comes to Kiki Arefin, it's super interesting because I think a lot of people had her going into the year as the potential number two pick behind Beckers. Obviously, Dominique Malanga, this 19-year-old French phenom, emerges as a real possibility and ultimately winds up going second to Seattle, and her ceiling feels unlimited in terms of what she can do. It's 6'6" with a 7-foot wingspan, range shooting, ball handling ability, passing ability, vision, mid-range. Like, she can do everything. So it's... That's going to be fun. But Arefin was, I think, the next player up for a lot of people. And ultimately, she goes fourth, like third, fourth, who cares, between the two Mystics picks. There's no real delineation there. But the fit, I think, is the interesting thing for Kiki with Aaliyah Edwards and Shakira Austin, two bigs already in play here that have similar positions on the floor that they operate from. And in fact, there was one general manager who told Sabrina Merchant of The Athletic, or Ben Pickman of The Athletic, I can't remember, it was one of them, mentioned this on their show, recapping the draft today, where Aaliyah Edwards was actually a comp for Arefin for them. You know, Christy yesterday said Shanae Agumake, former number one overall pick, now, of course, ESPN analyst, but longtime stalwart in the W out of Stanford, was a good comp. But how do those three fit together? Weidman was asked that to close out the press conference last night.
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, fortunately for us, those three players are also incredibly versatile. So their side, their skill set allows them to, you know, create some space and actually move in transition. They complement one another really well. So I anticipate, you know, to your point, you've got some great mid-range game. Obviously, Aaliyah, you know, can take the ball further out. You've got, you know, Inkira, somebody that can break down defenses from the perimeter. And so I think, you know, our hope is that for each of them, that their range of skills is going to be showcased.
I think it's such a great point because while Aaliyah Edwards is not like a three-point shooter extraordinaire, she can't shoot the three. Shakira Austin, not so much a three-point shooter, but is dangerous on the perimeter because she can genuinely drive the ball from the perimeter as like a perimeter-oriented, get downhill, can you get to the basket, or dish it off and make a defense collapse on an open three, or even stop, pop, and shoot a little floater, you know, mid-range pull-up type game. Like, she's got that. So if you've got that kind of versatility, it's a lot easier to then put in someone else who, by the way, Arefin can do a lot of that same stuff Edwards can and will continue to extend her range out over the course of her career in the WNBA. So that is the word from Jamila Weidman, the general manager of the Washington Mystics. And we will get a little bit more on the W draft as we go. But the last thing we want to do is talk to someone who knows one of the three Mystics picks better than anybody outside of her own family. Georgia Amor might even say that Kenny Brooks is family. Her head coach that recruited her to Virginia Tech, and then ultimately moved to Kentucky, brought Amor with him to Kentucky, an incredibly special coach-player bond that they developed. They've talked about this quite a bit, and the success was tremendous. As good of a season and good of a run as both of those programs have had recently is with those two leading the way. So we rang up Kentucky and said, hey, can we get Coach Brooks on the show today? They luckily said yes, and so Kenny Brooks will join us next here on the Team 980.